Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning! Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And dang it, it's rivalry week. Yes, Washington heads to Dallas to take on the Cowgirls on Sunday. And you can hear it. Not here on 910 The Fan, because on 910 The Fan at that time, you're going to hear my voice, but I'll be talking VCU basketball. You know, they got a preseason exhibition tilt against Villanova. We'll still be paying attention to what's going on in Dallas, and I'll be watching on the iPad as we've got two TVs going on in the studio this Sunday. We will go behind enemy lines with Dallas reporter Walt Chisholm, who'll join the show today at 2:30. I told you guys earlier this week, I'm going to say it again. We're all down, right? Everybody's upset about the defeat on Monday Night Football. But it's a short week. Time to have short memory, right? And you know what? Forget that loss. Focus on Dallas. It's a rivalry matchup. And maybe it is the biggest of all rivalries in the NFL. Cowboys versus Indians, Washington versus Dallas. Two storied franchises who had so much success in the 80s and the 90s and now have both yet to get back on top of the mountaintop. It's rivalry week on AWOD Radio, and there's no team I'd like to beat to get our momentum back than the Dallas Cowboys. And maybe more importantly, this is a chance to move to 2-0 in the division, and that is so crucial. Philadelphia's already dropped a divisional game, right? New York's going to be better than people thought. This is a massive game in the division. We're going to preview it on the show today. We'll go around the NFL, talk Thursday night football. There's a good matchup tonight. And we'll bring on Preston Willett to hype up how awesome this UVA football season has been. They are a top 20 team in the nation right now. But you know how we like to start the show every day? By catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
All right, who needs this win more, Washington or Dallas? Let's take a listen to the experts, see what they think.
I think the Dallas Cowboys need it more. And I'll tell you why. I think they need it more because we know their defense is trash. And we know there's no light at the end of the proverbial tunnel when it comes to that. The offense is carrying you. So ultimately, with George Pickens doing his thing, you know, listen, ultimately you're going to get CeeDee Lamb back. And you're expecting their offense will be even more prolific, right? So since that's the expectation, the Dallas Cowboys or the Dallas Cowboys are clearly planning on scoring 35 to 40 a game. And there's nobody who can definitively say that can't happen with the way Dak Prescott is playing, because the brother's an MVP candidate. We got to give love where love is due, okay? Even I have to sit here, Kimberly, and I have to say Baker Mayfield might be ahead of him, okay? I got to look at Daniel Jones as well and others. But Dak Prescott is in the conversation considering in the kind of season they've had. Four offensive linemen out, four of them. along with CeeDee Lamb, and you still playing the way that you playing offensively, we got to give Dak Prescott a boatload of credit, and we got to fantasize about the possibility that their offense will be incredibly prolific when you talk about CeeDee Lamb with George Pickens both being out there for defenses to have to deal with, okay? But the point is that you're riding on that because you can't rely on your defense. No matter what happens
neither
to the
team can
Commanders,
rely on their defense, to be honest. And what's interesting about this game is, Stubb, this reminds me of Washington going to Detroit, where all week long, right, the talk was, if we're going to win, we're probably going to need to score 40. I mean, this feels like a game in which it's going to come down to which offenses can execute more and which defense will get the lucky break, a lucky turnover, or a lucky off-the-field play in which the offense gets another opportunity. I have a feeling both offenses will score at least 30. It's going to be a high-scoring tilt on Sunday. Over to college football on the Sports app. All right, I want to take a listen here to Get Up ESPN, and they have put an upset alert on a game this weekend. Let's take a listen on The Fan.
Yes, and let's just appreciate it's pre-Halloween, and we're already talking about elimination time for Notre Dame. It's crazy how front-loaded their schedule was. There's a big question, Greeny, right now about whether Notre Dame has really resurrected their defense, because it was god-awful first few weeks of the season, and it looks better statistically last few weeks, but maybe they just played dead offenses. USC last week looks like they may have made a statement against Michigan. I just think it was a big win, solid win against Taylor Lewan in Michigan. Oh, I think the statement would come, and let's focus here, the statement would come if you went on the road and faced someone who physically thinks they can just lean on you. Notre Dame believes they can do that. We can talk about the passing numbers and all that. This is a philosophical thing. Notre Dame thinks this right here is what works against USC. They have good reason to think that. It has worked against them. The statement would be USC turning that narrative on its ear, which, as you just saw with the playoff predictor, would eliminate Notre Dame, and all of a sudden USC's right on the playoff radar. Which
yeah,
I
love the playoff predictor and the fact that we've got a 12-team playoff in college football. I think it makes games like this more important. You know, in most seasons, Notre Dame would be eliminated already, and a 5-1 USC team, well, will they be out of the BCS, right? But with 12 slots available, it does feel like the loser's eliminated. The winner is going to be right back into the hunt for one of those final spots. So there are a ton of really good games this weekend. I know the game that I'll have my eyes on will be Saturday night, Tennessee against Alabama. That's a top 25 matchup right there. We're going to preview Virginia against Washington State later on the show today when we bring Preston Willett on. I am looking for that. Looking forward to that one because it just feels like that is a game that could really set UVA up here nicely moving forward. I think when the schedule came out, you thought this is an easy win, but Washington State has really played solid this season, and they almost beat Ole Miss last week. So you look at UVA and you're like, well, they don't have very many difficult road games left. Got to take care of business at home for sure. And this is one of those weird, all right, it's a non-conference game, then we get right back to conference play after this. Let's take a listen to a preview here from Greg Medea and Preston Willett.
So they're going to be tough. They're going to be physical, but they also have vulnerabilities, right? Let's call it what it is. They gave up 59 points to Chandler Morris's former school in North Texas. So I'm sure Virginia's thinking that there are ways to exploit this Washington State team. And coming off the bye, Tony Elliott is 4-0 off bye weeks as a head coach at UVA. Coming off a bye week, Virginia probably should feel like it can win this game.
What's interesting is Michael was saying on his show, Stubb, about the death of Thursday night football in college ranks. I mean, nobody cares about that Tulane matchup tonight. But Friday night football in college football is alive and well, as shown by UVA's big win over Florida State 3 weeks ago. And this Friday night, you got two good ones, Louisville at Miami and Nebraska at Minnesota. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan. Let's talk NBA basketball on the Sports app. All right, so next Tuesday is the start of the regular season in the NBA. Tuesday, October 21st. Oklahoma City Thunder are the betting favorites right now to repeat as champions. Second is the Denver Nuggets, sliding into second there with the health of Nikola Jokic and the pieces they put around him. Oh yeah, new coaching staff as well. Cleveland is actually your leaders in the Eastern Conference, and no, LeBron James does not play for the Cavs. They've got a ton of young talent, and they had a really successful season last year. New York, fourth. Second place in the Eastern Conference. That is the team that I'm most looking forward to in the East this season because Boston's beat up. Milwaukee, I just don't think, has the squad, and I'm not a fan of the Cleveland Cavaliers. But New York, with the Villanova boys led by Jalen Brunson, sign me up. And then you've got Lakers, T-Wolves at plus 1,400, and don't sleep on Steph Curry and his brother. Yes, the Splash Bros will begin their first NBA season together next week. That is Steph Curry and Seth Curry for the Warriors. Let's move over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. Stubb, I don't know if we're going to get a whole segment for this, but I want to bring you on here. Are you interested in a Hall of Fame first baseman, Albert Pujols, who is supposed to be interviewed by the Orioles for their next opening at manager?
I'll take anything.
Really?
Yeah. We need a big change. I'm glad we got rid of Hyde. He was doing terrible. So
a huge name and unbelievable career. I don't want a guy that doesn't have the experience. I think that, right? Brandon Hyde was young too.
I know, but the whole bit of the Orioles is they are a young team. I mean, you got Jackson Holliday out there kind of leading the team right now, and
yeah.
Gunner's still pretty young. Rutschman's pretty young.
I'm gonna tell you right now,
fits the culture, but
I'd rather have like a 65-year-old man. I want one of those older managers that's been there, that's won a World Series, or that's at least won a playoff series in his managing career, not just in his playing days.
I mean, I don't know too much about like the baseball managing corps, but is this more of like a Ben Johnson hire than a Dan Quinn hire?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? For the O's, I like that.
I'd almost even more consider it like a J.J. Redick hire for the Lakers. Let's get to the playoff baseball last night, though. Blue Jays with their backs against the wall, needing a victory, and man, did they get a lot at the plate. Here was Kirk with a three-run bomb to make it 12-2.
Kirk sends a fly ball the other way. Robles retreating to the track, to the wall. It's another home run! Opposite field blast for Alejandro Kirk, and a dozen for the Jays on their fourth bomb of the night.
Yeah, they were terrific last night in the victory there. 13-4 is your final score. Here is the final call.
And Blue Jays fans can rise to their feet. Hit on a bounce to first. Vladdy up with it. He goes to the bag. And back off the mat, the Blue Jays punch back with a win in this series. They take down Seattle 13-4 on the back of a powerful offensive day and a masterful start from Shane Bieber.
So you've got Milwaukee at the Dodgers and then Toronto at the Seattle Mariners. That will be tonight. And if you're a Nats fan, I think we have to back the Blue Jays. Max Scherzer, who has not pitched much this season, will be the starting pitcher tonight for the Blue Jays. First pitch at 8:30. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So, Commanders fans, we have to be like Dory this week, Stubbs. You know what that means?
Forget.
Yeah. Short-term memory loss. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Keep hoping good things will happen. We cannot be thinking about that Monday night defeat at all as we address the opponent this weekend, the Dallas Cowboys. It's a matchup of two quarterbacks that have been slinging it around the field, two offenses that have been really able to score. Now, they're going to get CeeDee Lamb back. They're pretty confident about that. And George Pickens has kind of been unleashed in the last few weeks. Deebo Samuel trending towards being fully healthy from that heel injury. And Terry McLaurin was back at practice yesterday in a limited fashion. Joe Witt Jr. just spoke to the media, and he addressed the missed tackles with the team, and that remains a priority. Tashaun Reed reporting that there are more drills to focus on creating turnovers that they're doing this week in practice. And once again, the reason they gave up the explosive runs on the outside was a problem all of last year, the inability to set the edge. And when Dietrich Wise went down, I was worried about that. Because that's not what Jacob Martin was brought in here for. They thought he was going to be decent at rushing the passer. I did not think he set the edge at all. Preston Smith got an opportunity. I didn't think he did a good enough job setting the edge. Dorrance Armstrong went down in the game. Those are the guys that have been setting the edge. And so it's a disadvantage for Washington's defense right now to not have the number one guy that they brought in to stop that in Dietrich Wise. But also, you lost him 3 weeks ago. You got to find somebody else that can do that role. But he did. I thought this was interesting from Joe Witt Jr. He doesn't think other teams have had a speed advantage over him. But of course, everybody sees how slow Bobby Wagner is to get to the sidelines. Cliff Kingsbury just sat down at the microphone addressing the media in Ashburn today ahead of practice. It's Dallas week, rivalry week, as they take on the Cowboys. Let's take a listen to Cliff Kingsbury speaking to the media.
We haven't consistently been able to practice as a unit, you know, since training camp started. And I think that's where maybe some of the inconsistency is showing up, particularly on third downs. It just seems like we're a little bit off. But as a play caller, you just adapt to the personnel. And our staff has done a great job getting those guys ready to play. And the guys are making plays when they have been called upon. And so it's been cool to see those guys step up and make plays.
Did you notice the Bears playing you guys a little bit differently than maybe you anticipated, with maybe some more heavier boxes just because of maybe some of the injuries on the outside?
Yeah, I think teams are going to challenge you with a little more man coverage if, you know, they want to see where you're at with wideout and what those guys can do. And I thought the guys responded and made a bunch of plays.
What kind of strain does that put on the quarterback when you don't have the practice rep, just in terms of getting timing down with receivers and whatnot?
Yeah, it's big. I think that's a great point you bring up. That more than anything is, if guys aren't practicing during the week or you haven't been able to consistently work with a guy throughout training camp, throughout the season, it's not easy when the pressure's on and the lights are on to get on the same page. But like I said, I think they've done a great job, and Jaden's done a tremendous job of kind of lifting the group up and has the guys playing at a high level.
And how's Sam Cosmi looked since he started practicing?
Still working through it. You know, he's big physical, looks big, strong, fast. We'll see how that kind of progresses throughout the week. But I think he's made strides, so I'm not sure if it'll be this week. But I like what I've seen.
Hey, Coach, kind of going back to that theme of the wide receiver group, and just I know you've talked a lot about time on task. You just brought it up, you know, a moment ago. What is your overall assessment of this group? I know you have to elevate, you know, a couple players from the practice squad. So what is your overall assessment?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're answering the call. I think you look at Chris Moore had a big touchdown catch. You know, Luke continues to make plays. Jalen Lane gets better and better each week. So I've been really impressed with the guys that have been asked to step up. They're doing it, and it's not easy to do when you haven't had as many reps as other guys, and then all of a sudden you're kind of thrown in there to be able to understand the offense, execute at a high level, make plays when the lights are on. That says a lot about kind of their character and their mentality.
Cliff, what is Chris Paul doing to be successful in your eyes, and how are you taking advantage of it, or what does that change for you?
He's a guy who, from day one, us getting here till now, I mean, it looks like a completely different human. Just the way he plays, he's changed his body, really got in shape, and he's just a physical presence for us in the run game. In the pass game, if he gets his hands on, he's really hard to get around. And then just he's one of the best communicators I've ever been around on the O-line, really talking through things, you know, talking through protections and run game and points and things of that nature. So the O-line really appreciates that about him. And so he's just been a real pleasant surprise, actually, this season to see him step up. And, you know, that left side with him and LT has really helped us run the football well at times.
And when it comes to running backs putting the ball on the ground, obviously nothing you want when it's a young guy like this. It's now happened a couple weeks in a row. Presumably you've had some kind of conversation. But for you, I have to factor in, he is young versus, hey, it doesn't matter who is playing there. We can't have that.
Yeah, there's a fine line to walk. I think that's, you know, we're bottom part of the league right now in turnover margin, and that's really holding us back from kind of taking that next step, I think, as a team. And Bill knows he has to protect the football. I mean, that's first and foremost when you talk about running back responsibilities. And I think he'll continue to get better, continue to learn. And I've said it, you know, from the beginning, each game is a new experience for him, and he's going to learn from and take away. And it's 2 weeks in a row that he's put on the ground, and he knows the expectation moving forward is that can't happen.
Luke McCaffrey seems to be making some big plays when he's on the field. With all the injuries at the top of the wide receiver room, he's still only getting about a third of the snaps on offense. What more do you need to see to him to get him out on the field more often?
Yeah, I think we have a good rotation with him, and we like what he's doing, the role he's been in. But as the thing goes, he'll continue to earn more reps, and we'll see how these other guys come back. I don't know timetables on everybody and when they'll be back exactly, but yeah, I think I like the progression he's at, and when he's in there, he's playing at a high level.
Coach, when you right here, back here, with the tight end room, you know, Zach made obviously a big play the other night. How do you see the room progressing now as far as the pass catching side?
Yeah, I mean, Zach is one of the, you know, premier route running, pass catching tight ends in league history, and so we call upon him in a lot of those situations, third downs, 2 minutes, things like that. But John Bates, Ben, Colson are all very equipped to do it as well. They just haven't had as many opportunities because of Zach's kind of presence in that room. But I really like how that room's developed in the run game and the pass game, and it's definitely an entire room that's ascending.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. Kind of following up on the Luke McCaffrey question, his role on special teams, well, I know his reps have kind of gone down. Actually, his influence, I would say, on the special teams has gone up. How much does that kind of impact how much you can get him on the field on offense as well?
Yeah, there's some of that. Like I said, I think we've brought him along at the pace that we wanted to and I wanted to, and it'll continue to expand. But it's definitely part of it when he's returning kicks like that. You want to make sure you don't wear the guy out.
Cliff, more on Zach Ertz. You know, previously, the last couple of games, I think he had two catches and then no catches against the Chargers. And this past week against the Bears, he had six catches. Was there a point of emphasis to kind of get him more involved because he's so pivotal in those type of spots?
Yeah, it's just how the game goes. We have a lot of talented players, so it's going to be week in, week out. You know, when we have that full repertoire of skill guys out there of who gets the ball and which way the game goes. But he's a guy who's always going to be quarterback friendly. He's going to present himself and be open, and he made some real critical plays the other night.
Cliff, when it comes to first and second down, you guys are second in yards per play, but that drops to 27th on third down. Has there been something that you've noticed in terms of a trend of why you guys are struggling on a down in particular?
I have not. I wish I knew. You know, we're working through that. We haven't played very well on third down. I mean, we're, I know, near the bottom of the league, and I think that, combined with turnover margin, very fortunate to be 500 at this point because those are two critical areas. But, you know, it starts with me, game plan and play calling, and then we just have to, the sense of focus and urgency on that down and distance has to get better because we have to continue to stay on the field, and we can't rely on fourth down every time to keep it rolling.
This is a very specific question. What did you see on Jaden's interception? Was that, like, the right spot to deliver the ball, and it was just an off throw, or what'd you see?
Yeah, I think there were a number of things that went into that play, but I liked that he cut it loose. We just needed to be more detailed overall, I'd say, as an offense on that play. Thank y'all.
That was offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury speaking to the media ahead of practice today. I thought that was really interesting stuff. I mean, he's honest. He's open as an offensive coordinator, probably more than he was as a head coach. And again, this is his second chance. This is his second opportunity in the NFL. I think he's going to learn from his mistakes and improve from that. And he was really good last year. He did not fall off that cliff that everybody talked about with Cliff Kingsbury. I don't think the offense is at fault right now, all right? And it's hard to blame the offense for any of these losses except for maybe, you know, the Green Bay Packers game. But there are a few things that are true. They are scoring less per game. They are struggling a lot more on third downs, and they're simply not looking as sharp as they did last year. We'll see what that comes down to. To me, I think Cliff Kingsbury made a great point. It's the not having practice time, because that was an issue last year as well. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is Dallas week, rivalry week for the Washington Commanders against the Cowboys. I'll give you a little history of this rivalry later on the show today. We will preview the matchup at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander, and we'll open up the phone lines. For you guys out there in Richmond, what do you remember about this Cowboys-Commanders, Cowboys-Redskins rivalry from your lifetime? 833-804-0910. We'll bring on Preston Willett to talk a little UVA athletics. Then we'll bring on Michael Phillips at the end of the show today before we go behind enemy lines with Walt Chisholm, Dallas Cowboys reporter. But we just heard from Cliff Kingsbury, and there's a lot of interesting things there. Like, number one, Stubb, not having practice time is the reason he feels like the offense is not firing on all cylinders. And that sounds so eerily similar to last year during the losing streak, because Jaden Daniels missed practice with a rib injury. And I specifically remember Brian Robinson Jr. being interviewed, and he thought that the reason the offensive timing wasn't quite there was because of guys missing practice. This year, all right, Jaden's missed practice. You're starting running back has missed practice. Eckler's out for the year, right? Terry McLaurin has missed practice. Now Debo's missed time. Next man up, next man up, next man up. Well, you're running out of guys to do next man up. And when your starters aren't out there, and oh yeah, Terry McLaurin also missed training camp as well, you just don't have the chemistry that you need to have to execute at a high level. So it's a very difficult situation, but I'm hoping that we can stay healthy now. Because McLaurin's back, Jaden's back, Debo, I think he's, you know, working towards getting back towards 100 with that heel injury. We've got our guys back. Let's put it together on the practice field and then put it together in a game. And you know, let's get going for this year. Feels like this season's been, like, stuck in the mud. Then we get out of it. Then we're stuck back in the mud once again. Let's get out of it and stay out of it with a big win on rivalry week. I thought it was very interesting how Cliff talks about how fine of a line it is to walk with Bill, right? I'm enjoying Bill. You're enjoying Bill. When he's in, we're all screaming, Bill's back. But the turnovers are absolutely holding this team back from taking the next step. And he's not the only one that turned it over, right? Jaden dropped it, and Jaden also threw a pick. But the coaching staff is letting him know, you have to be better at protecting the football. And Cliff's even said, each game is a new experience for him. But the expectation is from now on, that can't happen again. Or that's how you quickly end your NFL career. That's how you quickly drop down the depth chart, by fumbling the football. A lot of questions with the media pressing Cliff Kingsbury about Luke McCaffrey. Let's take a listen here on The Fan.
Luke McCaffrey seems to be making some big plays when he's on the field. With all the injuries at the top of the wide receiver room, he's still only getting about a third of the snaps on offense. What more do you need to see to him to get him out on the field more often?
Yeah, I think we have a good rotation with him, and we like what he's doing, the role he's been in. But as the thing goes, he'll continue to earn more reps, and we'll see how these other guys come back. I don't know timetables on everybody and when they'll be back exactly, but yeah, I think I like the progression he's at, and when he's in there, he's playing at a high level.
It's tough because I think the same thing happens with Deebo Samuel, right? He's such a weapon at kick return, but then you miss the next play. And then, you know, the coaching staff is kind of worried about, well, we don't want to overuse you, right? And so we're at the point here where I'm saying the same thing, and I'm sure the fan base is. I want to see Luke McCaffrey get more snaps than Chris Moore. I want to see Chris Moore less. That's what I want. Luke McCaffrey is ready for more reps. And Cliff, his role will continue to expand. Let's do that right now. Let's do that right now. And I get it, you don't want to wear him out because he's returning kicks, and that has been an advantage for us. But how many plays does he need to sit out after a kick return? Because I've clearly seen Chris Moore drops the ball too much. Luke McCaffrey hasn't. Luke McCaffrey understands this offense. He is such a student of the game. I feel like he's working and working to get better. Maybe this is the week. This has to be the week. I don't want to see Chris Moore anymore. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. All right, Stubb, I wanted to get into this Jaden Daniels topic real quick because I'm seeing too much negativity online. No, Jaden Daniels has not regressed. No, Jaden Daniels is not having a sophomore slump. No, Jaden Daniels is not solved as a quarterback with defenses having the whole offseason to study him. Yes, Jaden Daniels is still the best quarterback from his draft class. And yes, I have the utmost of faith in Jaden Daniels to respond from his mistakes on Monday night. I mean, if there's one thing this incredible kid has shown outside of his unbelievable athleticism, his work ethic, it's maturity, right? He seems to be wise beyond his age. And I loved that he told the media kind of that it was eating him up all at night after the game. So he sent a text to Dan Quinn. And he didn't tell us what he said, but I think we can all kind of speculate. He was apologizing, from what it sounds like, for his mistake. Or his exact quote was, lack of focus.
Yeah.
And lack of focus.
If you watch that game and you think Jaden's regressed, I think you're just wrong.
Well, there's a million Bears fans that think that Caleb Williams was slinging it all over the field.
In every way except for the turnovers, Jaden had a better game.
Yeah.
He carried that team without his wide receiver one, without his wide receiver three, with an injured wide receiver two, without going into the season as running back one.
It's going to be an interesting week. I believe Jaden Daniels is going to just not hear any of the outside noise. And he's going to go out there and perform at a very high level on Sunday. But, you know, it needs to be said that this offense has not looked as good as they did last year. And they kind of have a real lack of a strong rushing attack when you consider the key turnover from the running back. You're down basically three receivers. We had to use Chris Moore too much, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, and we still scored 24 points and nearly won a game. I think that's a big deal to me that's being slept on just because of the loss. And I get it. At the end of the day, a win is a win. It's the only thing that matters. And a loss will never be as good. And a tie is not as good as a win, right? So it is kind of black and white in terms of, at the end of the day, did you win or did you lose? But to me, it is a big deal that Jaden scored 24 points and made everybody around him and made Chris Moore into a guy that they could count on in that game. I think his secret sauce has been he makes everybody around him. He makes players around him better because he gives them confidence. He gives them a chance to make a play, and he doesn't care. Like, Chris Moore had a key drop, and then he went back to him, and he made a key catch in the end zone. He's not going to shy away from anyone. In fact, I remember last year there were a few times where Jaden would throw it, and Zach Ertz dropped it. Then he went right back to him on the next play. There was a time where Terry dropped it, and he went right back to him on the next play.
If he missed a pass to Terry, the next one would be a 40-yard completion so many times.
So he's going right back to you if you're open, and that's what I love about him. And so here's what I'll say. Jaden Daniels' individual performances, all right, outside of the team, his individual performances this season have been a little Jekyll and Hyde up and down this season. I think that's because of the injury, all right? But he's now back, and he's not hampered by the knee at all if you've watched him play. And now he's played 8 quarters, right? Well, he had already only played 8 quarters this season, and then he got hurt. And he got hurt before the end of that fourth quarter against the Packers. So this is his week here where, all right, it's not about rehab anymore. It's not about getting back to 100%. He's at 100%. I think this is the week he gets going. He gets the momentum going, and we have a great offensive performance. Because this will be the first time of his sophomore season that he'll be the starting quarterback for a three-week stretch. And I think that's all about, hey, getting the rhythm, getting the timing, and getting back to the top level of football. The injury kind of messed with the timing for everyone.
And this will be the only the third week this season he plays with Terry.
If Terry's back. That will absolutely make a difference. And oh yeah, we shuffled around the offensive line. The offensive line that started against the Packers was not the offensive line that started the last 2 weeks. And Jaden's had to deal with guys changing, not just at wide receiver, at tight end, at the offensive line, and oh yeah, at running back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, and it's rivalry week here on AWOD Radio. And like I said, there's nobody I'd rather face off against after a disappointing loss than the Dallas Cowboys. A chance to get our momentum back, a chance to go to 2-0 in the division. That is awesome. But also, you know, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. I like to win and to watch Dallas lose. And both can happen on Sunday. And of course, we are proud to be Richmond's home for the Commanders, but VCU basketball will air on 910, so you can hear the Commanders game on 98.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Here on the Commander's Corner, normally we play this song, the Commander's theme song, to get me fired up. But given the fact that it is rivalry week against the Dallas Cowboys, I wanted to play a throwback. I was trying to explain this to Stubb, but growing up, there was a radio host for PGC named Chris Paul. And every week, he would come up with a new song in which he would remix a popular hip-hop or R&B song, right? Think Al Yankovic, but designed for Redskins fans. And as a kid, we ate these up. We would play them at lunch when they would come out. We would play them in the computer room. We would find a way to bump the new Chris Paul song. And this was one of my favorites from back in the day against the Cowboys.
So every Skins fan has had enough of garbage talking Dallas Bama. It's time to shut them up, forecasting a tornado. Seen it on the Doppler, it's a burgundy cyclone blowing in to shock ya. This is it, we don't respect the Cowboys one bit. Terrell Owens, you's a punk. Yeah, we lost last week, but that was last week. If them boys wanna sleep, hit a flatline beat. I hate
Dallas, Dallas, I hate. And I'll tell you, Stubb, as much as I love Washington, I hate Dallas. I have loved this team more than anything in my life, and I feel like I've hated Dallas my entire life. It started when I was a toddler, watching games on the couch with my dad. I used to sit with my dad, and he would say, push him back, way back. And I was always hoping for a sack from Bruce Smith. Loved Bruce Smith as a kid, right? My obsession with football started really young, and it became a tradition in our household. On Sundays, we'd either watch football or we'd go to see the football game. We were season ticket holders for 17 years. I went to RFK as a child, then, of course, FedEx Field, and believe me, feels like I've always hated Dallas. The first Cowboy I ever hated, all right, and I never liked Emmitt Smith. I think he's overrated. I know Cowboys fans are going to go crazy about that because he has, what, 3 Super Bowls? And I never liked Troy Aikman, but the first Cowboy I hated was prime time Deion Sanders. I mean, I just hated primetime so much because he was so arrogant and so cocky, and he knew that he was the best player on the field at all times. And I just remember as a kid watching Deion Sanders return punt after punt against Washington. He was a living cheat code. Every time he touched it, it felt like it was points on the board. And he was a defensive player. Fumble picked up by Deion Sanders, return for a touchdown. Interception. Sometimes they would pitch it to Deion Sanders after somebody else picked it off, and then we would return it for a touchdown. And punts, oh boy, he would kill us on punts. I mean, he even caught passes for the Cowboys. That's how incredible Deion Sanders was. And so I hated him more than anything. And of course, Dan Snyder's bitch ass signed Deion Sanders a few years later, and I haven't hated him ever since then because he represented the Skins even though he wasn't very good. Then he actually retired after that for 2 years and then played for Baltimore. I started to hate him again because I hate the Ravens. But, like, you don't understand how much I hated Deion Sanders as a kid. And so the story of how I became such a Cowboys hater, and I hate everything about that team and the star and Jerry Jones and all of their coaches, Bill Parcells, I mean, it does McCarthy. I mean, I just hate anybody that's ever coached for that team. Jimmy Johnson, what a punk. So I went to a game with my dad, FedEx Field, in 1999. I was 7 years old, probably. And I'm already a diehard fan, right? And my dad and I, we would sit so high up in the stadium, I think my nose started to bleed. I mean, it was like legit the nose bleeds. We would sit so high up at FedEx Field that, like, if you went up 3 more rows, you could touch the top of the stadium. That's how high we would sit, right? And I remember this game, and that's why I love the internet, right? Because I get to confirm my memories, all right? We're sitting high up. This was the biggest heartbreak of my life. And I want to read you a comment here from the ESPN article, Sunday, September 12th, as Washington lost to the Dallas Cowboys. They say, "The loss hit the Redskins hard. They collapsed in last year's season opener against the New York Giants. and then lost their next six in a row. They had hoped to put that behind them while impressing new owner Dan Snyder. So here's how this game played out, Stub, and you'll find out for real why I hate Dallas. Washington took a 21-point lead into the fourth quarter. Can I say that? Washington took a 21-point lead into the fourth quarter, all right? And Cowboys were going down. And then all of a sudden, they started to make a comeback. And they threw a ball to Michael Irvin, and they were down 35-14. Throw a ball to Michael Irvin. He makes it 35-34. The damn extra point goes off the upright and in. 35-35. All right? Washington gets the ball back. Under 2 minutes left. They drive to the other side of the field. All right? You know what happens? Holder Matt Turk fumbled the snap, and Brett Conway didn't even get to attempt what would have been a 41-yard game-winning field goal. So, I mean, 7-year-old kid, this is me. I'm starting to tear up at this point.
Yeah.
35-14 lead has gone to 35-35. We got one more opportunity to kick a game-winning field goal. Don't even get to attempt it because we fumbled the snap like Tony Romo did 10 years after that, right? So I'm already heartbroken. We go to overtime, all right? And this is where it gets crazy. Cowboys fans. I'm speaking straight to Cowboys fans right now. I don't even think you guys like football. You like to party. I know the truth. You don't even really watch the game. You're there to eat and drink and smoke and joke and have fun. And we're sitting so high up, Stub, right? I'm basically getting a nosebleed. And three Cowboys fans, just complete jackasses, lunatics, listen to this, Stub. They went to get more beer in overtime. I don't even think they were sitting in my section. They came all the way up. They walk in front of me as the game's being played, and Troy Aikman throws an 80-yard bomb to Troy Ishmael for a walk-off touchdown in overtime, and I missed it because this Cowboys fan in a dumb Deion jersey was walking right in front of me. I'll never forget it. I was heartbroken already, in tears, and I missed the game-winning play because this guy had to walk to his seat after getting another beer or another beverage. I'll never forget that, and I'll never forgive Cowboys fans because all of them are just like him. They're there to drink and have fun, and they don't really care about the game because you know what? Their team has sucked for the last 30 years. I hate the Cowboys. Dallas, I hate. I hate Dallas. Dallas, I hate. I'll never forget that. A 21-point lead blown, and then I don't even get to see the damn play in overtime. And you know what? YouTube didn't exist back then.
No, you can't rewatch it.
No. I don't know if I've ever seen that play. For real. Because why would I watch it? I've got no interest in watching. Why would I watch that?
Not going to tune into like SportsCenter the next day and watch that one?
Ishmael killed us in that game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105 1 FM. That was from 1999, Stub.
I wasn't alive.
You weren't even born.
No, I was not.
Yeah. God, I hate Dallas. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.